Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Respiratory challenges cost the beef industry $1 billion annually, and weaned calves are most vulnerable for respiratory challenges. But how much are respiratory challenges costing your operation? Dr. Ron Scott, Beef Technical Innovation Director for Purina Animal Nutrition, puts it into perspective.
For respiratory challenges, it certainly cost the industry billions of dollars over the years. And a lot of that cost are the things that is sometimes overlooked, like the labor cost just to identify calves in a pen that are challenged, getting them out of the pen, into the corral, into the chute, get to doctor them, and then put them back in the pen. And our data and other data shows that over a 30-day period, if a calf does have that challenge, their gain actually will be cut in half. So typically if gain is 3 pounds a day, it's cut in half, then you're looking at going from 90 pounds of gain to 45. And guess what? They don't catch up. So if you have the same days on feed, you've lost 45 pounds of out weight. The same thing holds true for developing replacement heifers. For those heifers that are challenged, they're going to be calving at 45 pounds less body weight, and they're still growing. So it takes more for them to catch up, and then you have a higher risk of those not getting rebred. So this loss to the industry is really multifactorial.
Scott says RX3 is the first of its kind technology addressing weaning time stressors and respiratory challenges head on, with more than 3 years of research to boot.
So it's really fascinating research in an area that we drastically need. We've done work with some universities, with the USDA, and for the past well over 3 years. And what we've been able to do is focus on some of the things that we can add to the diet, which will actually prime the innate immune system, which helps those calves with their natural defense that they have. And we've shown that those calves, when they are hit with a challenge, we're able to identify those calves 2 days sooner so that we can pull them and provide some help for them. So our research has demonstrated that calves that have been fed a diet with RX3 are actually performing better. We've picked up on average around 6 pounds in 30 days. But I think the most interesting statistic is that we've got less variation in the average daily gain of the calves. In other words, the bottom enders of a pen of cattle, there are just fewer of them. And that's because we've been able to tighten up that group.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. We'll see you again tomorrow.